Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. Welcome to the show. If you are new to the show, welcome. If you have been listening for some time, then welcome back. Don't forget to rate and comment and subscribe to the podcast. All of that is super important to keep this thing going. So I hope everyone is doing amazing as we are coming over the hump of the holiday season and all of the chaos that can bring. Now, I will tell you, I was pretty low-key this holiday season. I don't know if you all were the same, but I felt like it wasn't even the holidays. I think I said this on the last episode, but for me, it didn't really feel like Christmas or New Year's or anything. I honestly just wanted to keep doing what I do every single day, which is doing my work, which is what I love to do, and tending house and taking care of my family and all of that. Like, I just wanted to do that. Like, I didn't so much really feel like I needed to go anywhere. Do anything. But of course I needed to because I cannot not buy like the kiddos gifts, right? So I had to get with it and push myself. And I wonder if you felt the same. So this episode is all about leaning into your essence to accomplish your dreams authentically. So of course, as always, anytime I start to dive into any topic at all, I really like to get a feeling about the words, right? It's probably part of my love language is words of affirmation. I don't know if you've ever looked that up for yourself, but it's really cool. If you've never done it, I highly suggest it. I recommend it when I teach my relationships class in human design, but it's basically your love language. So if you've never done that, Google it, you'll find a link, ask a couple of questions, more than a couple of questions, but it's really worth it because for me, I found out my love language is words of affirmation. So for me, it just means something, you know, words mean things to me. So I think that's why anytime I'm really ruminating on an idea, you will hear me dive into the definition of the word, the etymology of the word. I feel like it does something. Honestly, it will anchor in the meaning of what we're about to get into. And that's what I really love about diving into the definition of, let's say, the word essence and like what that really means and where it came from. So a little bit before we jump into everything around this topic, I really want to feel into the energy of the word essence and really get an idea of what that word means to us in our human language. So essence in and of itself, it is the intrinsic nature or indispensable quality of something, especially something abstract that determines its character. So what I love about this sentence is it talks about character. So I feel like that's a root word right there for the word essence is the word character. So it speaks to someone's essence, speaks to their character, right? Which ultimately, in my opinion, it really speaks to the vibe that they bring. Okay, so when we think essence, we're really feeling into the energy of someone's character and the overall vibe in which they bring, which of course, you know, I'm going to say that like the vibe of human design in and of itself is going to tell you
you your vibe. It's going to kind of tell you, you know, a breakdown of your aura. So it's going to kind of give you like, okay, this is the vibe when it comes to your aura. So the word essence comes from the Latin word essentia, which was created to translate the Greek term ousia. These words are so beautiful. I love all of these words. So the Greek term ousia is an abstract noun derived from the verb ina, which means to be. So these next few words I really like, and it really just generally translates to the being of someone, the essence, of course, the substance of someone. And I really love all of these words when it comes to the energy of essence, right? And this whole understanding about leaning into your essence in order to accomplish your dreams authentically, whatever your dreams are, which can just be homesteading, right? Or gardening, whatever your dreams are. Really leaning into your essence to accomplish that life, to accomplish being able to live that life every single day without feeling like you have to go to a 9-to-5 that you hate, let's say. So this is just really feeling into this energy of essence. What does that really mean for us? And here's why I think it's important. I think it's important because I've listened to so many self-help books and all of the success, empowerment, and manifestation, and spiritual alignment, and all of it. And it's so helpful. Like it really is. It does help guide me in my life and give me the direction in many cases that I need, and also the motivation and enthusiasm to move forward with the things that I'm wanting to create in my life. However, I really feel like nothing else matters unless you know the vibe that you bring. So this was new to me, honestly, it really was. Like knowing the vibe that I bring, it's a new kind of concept and understanding for me. I never really thought about it. Like I never thought about the vibe that I bring. You know, I thought about, okay, let me do some energetic hygiene, right? And every single morning I meditate for 20 minutes. I clear my field with lots of smoky Palo Santo and you know, I do all the things and I work out and I do yoga and I eat healthy and I drink really good water and all of those things. So it's like, I get it. Like I get when someone comes up to me and they're like, hey, you know, about the vibe, like, or whatever, like high vibe, low vibe, that person's kind of low vibe today or something. Like I get it. But I really don't get, like, I didn't understand what it meant to really understand like the vibe in terms of like the essence that you bring. I had to actually ask around and be like, what is the essence that I bring? And as silly as that sounds, and it sounds kind of obnoxious, like people don't want to tell you the vibe that you bring. They're like, why the fuck are you asking me this? But if you have some good friends around you, then they will just be like, jump on it and be like, yo, like this is the vibe that you bring. So a lot of what I got back is like, you know, empowerment and like motivation and drive and like brave, you're brave and all this kind of stuff. Like you just go for it and like all these. So I was like, oh, neat. You know, like I didn't really see myself that way. I just am so focused on what I'm doing that I don't think about the essence that I'm bringing to something and how that I should be really leaning into that in order to authentically create what I'm creating and how important it is to understand your specific and your unique essence. So what I really got to understanding too was it's like I needed to realize at some point, like on my spiritual journey, that I needed to stop first and foremost, stop resisting who I am. Okay. So that was like really at the beginning of my spiritual journey. I went through a lot of like shadow work and all that kind of stuff. I went through 2 straight years of being in online priestess temples and becoming initiated in various lineages and all of that. It was like really a deep time for me. I was like in the cauldron of healing, family lineages and all of that kind of stuff really early on in my spiritual journey. So it's like, I get that. Like I needed to stop at the beginning resisting who I was in order to unfold into the essence that people are telling me I am right now and that I bring. Because I'm telling you right now, if I would have asked, you know, people 10 years ago what my essence was, I don't think they would have said that. I really don't think they would have used those words around like empowerment and drive. And they probably would have been like, you're fucking kind of miserable. Like, I don't know, like, because I was back then. So it's just about knowing like, what is the essence that you bring? And if you can tap into that, you can actually really lean into it in terms of creating whatever it is you're trying to create in your life in a very natural and authentic way. And also it's about knowing that like your essence is not going to change. or I'm sorry, it is going to change. That's what I meant to say. And so it is going to change. And so honoring the fact that like move with change is like a huge part of not just the spiritual journey, but I feel like the human journey in life, it's important to move with change. As change is happening, as you are doing, you know, changing and growing and doing the shadow work and going into various places in your life, your essence is changing. Okay. It is shifting and it's changing. And it's really important to know that your essence will change. It's not going to stay the same. But the one thing that I love about this concept is that in this idea about leaning into your essence to accomplish your dreams authentically is that you can't get more authentic than just being who the fuck you are, right? Like, I feel like you cannot be more authentic than simply being who you are. It's so important. Like, and it's the most natural way to be. I've heard on so many, like, you know, business, either podcasts or audiobooks and stuff like that, people are always like, yeah, if you are not who you actually are, like, good luck keeping up with your shit. Like, good luck keeping on like a face for like online and whatever, because it's just not going to work. People are going to pick that shit apart and they're going to figure out who the fuck you are. So it's like, it's important to just, the more you can show up and actually start to explore your essence, right? Like maybe you're somebody who's been in transition for a while and you don't know what your essence is. And maybe you do need to ask around to kind of start to embody it and see what people see in you. Especially if you are a projector in human design. It's really important to know how people recognize you and see you and what is it that they see that you do so well, especially if you have a two line in your profile, your personality profile. And you know, that's the trait of the natural and slash hermit. And it's also somebody who needs that reflection, needs people to tell them like, listen, this is what you're good at. So be good at that. Be awesome and stop fucking around. Like just be good at what you're good at and know that you're good at it. And you can probably make money in that area too, right? Which a lot of two lines don't even think about. So it's really about, I want to tell people, you know, it's really about asking yourself, how are you showing up in the world that is out of character? I like starting with that because here's the thing. If you can notice how you're out of character in the world, when it's, you know, you're not showing up as you, it'll get you super clear on like who you actually are. When you can look at moments in your life when you're like, yeah, like that is not me at all. Like I was forcing it. I was just trying to be what I thought people were expecting of me in this situation. And I just couldn't be myself. You know, I just felt like I couldn't be myself. So I was faking it, which we all do sometimes just to get through things, right? We can't always show up in the energy that we are in the moment, because sometimes it's just not possible. Like we have to shift and we have to kind of put on a face sometimes just to get through it. So this is just about knowing at what times, this is a great question to ask yourself. If you are somebody who, you know, doesn't really know about this thing that I'm talking about, like what is your essence? What is your vibe? Because just by knowing that, the way people see you and the way people feel your vibe, you actually get kind of clear on who you are and like maybe even the gifts that you bring to the world and the energy that you bring to the world. So it's really too about asking, again, your friends, family, your clients, the essence that you bring. What does that feel like to them? Like when they hear you, when they engage with you, when they talk to you, when they hug you, when they sit down for coffee with you, like what is the vibe? What is the overall vibe that you bring to people, places, and things? When you can get clear on that, you can really start to hone in on this idea that just by simply leaning into your essence, you will accomplish whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Like I said, even if that's just creating a fabulous flower bed in a way that feels natural and authentic to you. It's about really breaking through this idea that we need to show up in a certain kind of way in order to be accepted, in order for things to work. I mean, that's kind of like the first thing in human design people really start to understand is like, holy shit, like if I could just start to live in my design, which actually feels more natural to me anyway, I'm deconditioning. By nature, I'm deconditioning. Whether I like it or not, whether I realize it or not, I'm deconditioning out of this feeling that I am in some way, shape, or form, you know, becoming like a robot and just like living from these program beliefs and ideologies that, like, let's say your parents or your teachers or people put on you and you didn't even really, like, you know, realize it until you're much older and maybe had a spiritual awakening or were awake to what was going on in your life, right? Which is a whole other freaking thing. Like, I know people who have popped awake and they're just like, what is my life? Right? Like, what is my life? And then they're like, holy shit. Like, was it easier just being unconscious? Then it's like, no, like it really is not. It's like, once you're awake, once you're there, and once you've stepped into it, it's like, now that's when the game really begins, right? It's like, not a game, but that's when it almost feels like life really starts, is when you can start to embody this essence of like who you truly are. And that goes to, it circles right back to like when people are talking about, oh, like going on the spiritual journey and doing the shadow work is like pulling back the onion layers of like who you are to the core or something like that. And it's like, all of that is so true, because that essence, that core of the onion that people talk about, that is your most natural state. That's like when you can just be yourself and not feel like you're having to put on a fucking show for people, or feel like you have to perform, or like show up in a way for other people to make them feel comfortable. And in this way, you could just be yourself and like fully embody who it is that you are here to be. So I hope that this episode has helped you in some way. This is all about leaning into your unique, beautiful essence / human design / highest self, whatever you want to call it, to accomplish your dreams authentically. And I think that the only way to do that is just by being yourself. And the only way to be yourself is to go on this journey of understanding who is it that you are authentically, and what is your true essence that you are embodying every single day, and really allowing yourself to step into that energy and be that person. It kind of goes back to that, like, a lot of spiritual coaches will use the be, do, have. I think that's what it's called, where it's like, yeah, you just like, you need to be it, and then you will do it, and then you'll actually have it, right? But you actually need to be it first. And so it's just, in order to be it, you kind of need to know who is that, right? But it's like a gentle unfolding into what that is anyway. So it's like all a journey into unraveling and unfolding into your unique essence. And like I mentioned, it's all about not sticking to anything either, because I've done that, where I've unfolded or up-leveled spiritually in some way, and I'm like, this is me now. And then anytime I've ever done that, it's been like the biggest mistake. I'm like, because then all of a sudden I get like redirected or set into this new path, and I'm like, oh shit, like I feel like a totally different person again. And it would be like waking up into an entirely new life is sometimes how it would feel for me energetically. So on allowing yourself to move with change, more importantly, move with the energetics of change, and really allowing yourself to shift and be this sort of like chameleon vibe, where you're able to embody the highest expression of the way that your soul is like craving doing life. And from that space, you're stepping into your essence. You're fully embodying it, whether you realize it or not. So I invite you to explore this energy of essence. We went in through the etymology of it, the definition of it, how to use it, and how to start really allowing your energy to get around this idea of the fact that you do have a certain vibe. Like, everybody has a vibe, okay? I can pretty much point to everybody that I know and be like, this is your vibe, this is your vibe. This, everybody has a general vibe that they pretty much give off like 90% of the time. So it's like, what is yours? Like, what is your essence? What is the essence that you bring that people kind of know you for? And like, how can you more fully step into that in a really authentic way? Because anytime you're being authentic, it doesn't matter who you are, people are attracted to authenticity. Okay. So even if you're kind of a dick, or like you're a truther, like you're constantly like spitting truth, like people are attracted to that. They're like, even if it's like hard to be around or shocking speech or something, if you have gate 51 and you're like Mercury or planet of communication or something like that, and you're just like, whoa, like what you said is just like, holy shit. Like, regardless, it's like, if you're being authentic, which we can always tell when people are being authentic, it's like, that is your vibe. That's your authenticity. And people love it. They love it. They will literally eat that shit up. So it's just about knowing that, like, if you feel a little bit lost or you're not sure how to show up online, you're not sure how to show up at the family gathering, you're not sure how to meet the in-laws, you're not sure how to step into that new position, that new job that you're heading into. It's all about your essence. What is the vibe that you bring? Even if you have a couple of words to put to that, that's going to really help you know who you are. And when you know that that's your vibe, that's the vibe that you're bringing, you can just be yourself. It gives you this permission, quote unquote, to just be who you are in every single situation, in every single aspect of your life. So this is the way that what I've been feeling into lately is my essence and like my vibe, and just allowing myself to be that and not holding back and kind of just letting myself flow in that energy and realizing that, oh, like when I do that, it's like makes life so much easier. It makes all of these, you know, awkward conversations not awkward. It makes everything that I'm doing in life so much more natural when I can just like lean into this essence of my vibe and the way people feel me. And sometimes we don't know what that is, right? And so that's really the point of this episode, is the fact that we don't really know what that is. Many times, you know, people will describe us and we're like, really? Like, that's like what you get from connecting with me, or like whatever, that's how you see me. That's so interesting. So allow yourself to explore in this way. Allow yourself to feel into what is your essence, and start there, right? Like, what is your essence? Ask a couple of friends, lean into the energy of what is my vibe. And when you can do that, you can really start to lean into that authenticity. And from there, manifestations, okay, like I said, I've done all the legwork. I haven't obviously read every spiritual book or every freaking self-help success book, whatever, but I've read a lot. And it's like, the more you can just lean into this essence that you bring, that vibe that you bring, the more your manifestations come true a lot quicker. Doors start opening up. People start respecting you, right? They start seeing you. They start recognizing you, and life feels easier. Okay, I've just been playing around with this a lot, and I really hope that you will too. And I hope that this has given you something to kind of maybe play around with or feel into. And as always, thank you so much for continuing to listen to the podcast. Don't forget to rate and comment on the podcast. And I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.